Last time on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
And when last we left the Shumfalo Five,
they found a new friend to talk to.
And that's what you hear. And you look over and you see in a rocking chair this...
He's in a rocking
Cyclops.
Chair.
He's in a giant rocking chair.
Beastlog, what are you doing here?
He's got his eye
on
you.
The one.
What did the leadsmiths have to play in all of this?
Can we stealthily follow him?
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's do it.
I know you're looking at me and I'm terrified to screw this up, but I'll do it. I'll do it.
What happens if you get stuck outside in a main storm? Oh. You lose all that kitty fur?
I might
be the rogue.
He doesn't want to. Look at him.
I don't want to go in there.
He's not that kind of rogue, okay?
So they've got a creature that...
Dozens
of creatures that are hexed or cursed that they can set free.
Oh, that's probably what's making trouble in these little towers.
Why would the Leadsmiths be over? Maybe.
Roll a diplomacy check.
Okay.
Good job, Brittany.
Well said, by
the way.
Natural one. Well, let me be honest with you, Loy.
Please.
Angelique Loveless is corrupt through and through.
I think she is using you.
I think she thinks you're stupid.
Nice.
And ugly.
So now we have three leads.
And you'll be able to pursue them next week.
And now, a new episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast, recommended by all five dentists. Imagine that.
Wait, what? I thought dentists go out of 10. 9 out of 10 dentists
usually
recommend.
Usually 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5 recommend Dice of Thunder.
That's right.
No, it's 5 out of 5.
5 all out five. Of 5 yeah. Recommend Dice of Thunder for all of your dental needs.
Exactly.
I like
for
to
everything.
See.
Wait.
I like to see the teeth of these dentists who are recommending.
We're doing teeth now?
They're flawless.
Yeah. Because they listen to Dice of Thunder.
Yeah.
They're flossless.
Because they listen to Dice of Thunder. All five of them recommend us.
Yep.
And studies show that by listening to Dice of Thunder, your teeth will get better.
I
also
like it.
Probably a fact.
Probably.
Are these like back alley dentists or...
What's a back alley dentist?
A dentist who sets up shop in an alley.
Well, like that scene from Minority Report where he has his eyes
good
swapped
memory.
Out.
Good memory, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, man, that was a gnarly scene. Well, just thinking about it. And then he's like, has strings tied to everything so he can know where to go when his eyes are healing.
That's yeah. Right.
He's in that like, apartment by himself.
But these dentists go, rude. Teeth over here!
Get your teeth, yeah?
Right over here! We got molars. We got canines.
Get your gold teeth.
Come right over. We got that metal stuff you put in your mouth when you pour.
We got platinum.
It's not gold.
Grills are half off.
Why are the grills half off?
Those are all five of them are definitely the dentists who are recommending the Dice
yeah.
of Thunder.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I just always thought that was weird. When you see a, you know, 4 out of 5 whatevers recommend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who's the contrarian?
Yeah. And why?
Why?
What do they know?
I always assumed it was the company playing it safe.
That's what I was going to say. It's like World War Z.
Like, I don't know.
So exactly. There's got to be one guy.
I don't know.
Who
you
says?
Can, you can use it, but it might make
says,
your
what
teeth
if
fall
it
out.
Is zombies?
What if it is zombies? Yeah.
Plans for it.
We think it's pretty great, but this one guy said it was bad. So take that as you want.
I mean, it's weird because a dentist or a doctor is supposed to be somebody who's trustworthy and that their opinion matters, and so if there's one of them that's holding out and says, you know what, this toothpaste, I don't recommend.
What do you do if they don't all agree?
Why?
I disagree with the premise that these folks, it's called medical practice.
Okay.
Not medical figured it out and got the right answers.
Not medical perfection.
Yeah, but the title comes with an expectation.
No, the bill comes with an expectation.
Word.
Yeah, they just went to school, so I assume they know more than me, and you're kind of just... hoping they got it right.
I want
to
see their report card. That's what I want. I want you pick the dentist. You get to see how well they
Listen,
did.
Nothing scares this scent. This like saying that everyone says has never scared me more than thinking about when it applies to a doctor. C's get degrees.
Man.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yep.
Everybody says that going through school, and it only freaks me out when I think about doctors.
Well, what freaks me out is that I worry that, like, you show up to the doctor or the dentist, and they're like, what toothpaste do you use? And you can tell that they're waiting for the answer. Mm-hmm. And you just throw out some,
Fixident.
Aquafresh?
Yeah. I'm like...
And they're like, get out! Because they're the one of five dentists that doesn't recommend it.
I didn't recommend that!
And they're just
Colgate Arm and Hammer.
My dentist isn't like that at all.
Tom's of Maine. Like,
I don't care what you use, for the love of everything, just brush your teeth. Brush your teeth
and floss.
Oh,
and
I floss. I straight up tell them. I'm like, I have not flossed since the last time I was here.
You gotta get the people out from inside your teeth.
Yeah, there's whole villages living between my teeth.
Well, I bring it up.
That's a song. That's
a good song.
Teeth people song.
Yeah, no. I've heard people. That every time I have nightmare about it. It recurs.
Molar mates?
The Do you ever mates? Have the dream where your teeth fall out, though?
No, I hope I never have.
I hate goodness. That dream.
I had the dream where all of my teeth shatter, and there's just shards of them still in my gums.
Yeah. Greg, and then what's the matter with you? You're going to trigger people.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it's a great dream. Sounds like phobia. I can feel my gums throbbing.
You know what I have like in I just my mind right now?
Bruh.
Critters?
What?
Critters. Remember Critters?
The movie?
Yeah, Google, I love that movie.
Pull over, Google Critters. That's what you look like with your teeth all sharp.
Really?
Yeah. Or just a Ferengi. I mean, we can keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
Oh, that's from Star Trek. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I remember the episode where Worf gets the Ferengi tooth sharpener and he tries it out.
Yeah, it just, my dream, they're not all there. It's just pieces of them are still jammed up in the gums.
That's horrible.
It's definitely weird.
That's monstrous.
Well, and you can't close your mouth all the way.
I bring up the stats thing.
Odontophobia.
Is that what it's called?
I'm not afraid of orthodontist.
I'm trying to transition here.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
We're not orthodontist podcast.
I know. I do this to myself every week.
Yeah, every week.
We got to have something to talk about.
I forgot what the cold open
He's
was.
He's like, let's what talk about it? This. It and then we start talking about it.
Oh, the dish. Shut up. We're actually on brand.
We did stay on topic the whole time.
Yeah.
Brittany has seen me. I feel seen.
Leonardo DiCaprio starred in Critters.
No.
What?
Yeah.
As one of the critters.
Critter 3 voice.
Yeah.
As Leo DiCaprio.
Construction critter, number 2.
So I bring up the stats because I want to be thankful to our Thunder Buddies for having a 60% throughput.
Ooh.
Which means that 3 out of 5 Thunder Buddies recommend they keep listening.
Yeah.
Yes, so let's go,
Thunder Buddies.
So if you've made it to 87... or whatever this one is, 87, then you probably listened to 1 and 2 and kept going.
Yeah.
And you're in that number, and we appreciate you.
I appreciate you so much. So. And if you haven't done that, get your life together.
Yeah, what are you doing?
If you haven't done that, you might be real confused shortly. If this is your first episode.
You'll be missing out on a lot of information.
Go back and listen.
Go listen to season 1 where we picked up this huge metal box and try to use it.
Try to be cool.
As an improvised weapon.
Yeah.
We've been chasing that high ever since.
Yeah, we have. Been,
it's been 16 months.
That was our most successful plan.
That was the most luckily successful dumb thing we've ever done.
It was great.
Well said.
Yeah.
I want to throw a challenge out to the Thunder Buddies because I think it was like 2 months ago when I said we were at 35 Spotify reviews.
Yeah.
We're still at 35.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Maybe nobody listened to Spotify.
Throw us some reviews, Thunder Buddies. Do you have a Jordan Challenge sound clip that you can play with a Jordan Challenge? Like, time for a Jordan Challenge. And it's like... Today's Jordan Challenge is
give us 5 stars on Spotify,
5 stars and a rating,
or else.
Ooh,
da-na-na, da-na-na.
Dun dun dun. We're not a self-aggrandizing dentistry podcast. Yeah, we are. We're a Pathfinder Second Edition actual play podcast featuring the Outlaws of Alkenstar Adventure Path by our good friends in Paizo up in King County, Redmond, Washington. The local gang at Paizo. And when last we left the Shumfalo 5, the heroes, the Outlaws of Alkenstar, they'd made it to the Gunworks. The freaking Gunworks.
Yep.
The freaking Gunworks.
Okay. Get your teeth.
Gunworks over here.
Get that cannoli.
Get a cannoli. Get your teeth fixed. Don't ask questions.
Maybe get a sandwich.
I don't know.
Hey, Frankie the Fixer will fix your teeth right up.
Hey, we don't talk about Frankie over here. I told you never bring up Frankie again.
Never, ever.
In my presence.
Yeah.
You never bring up Frankie.
I made you swear on your mother's life.
He's dead to me. He's dead.
He's not going
to
stop.
Nope. I'm trying to stop it. But I'm laughing too hard to get a word in. So it's really not good. Anyway, I got excited about the Gunworks. You're there, the place where the giant Maw of Rovagug, go back and listen to episode 1. You meet a halfling woman by the name of Janira Gavricks who tells you about the Maw of Rovagug.
Yep.
So this thing has been looming in the background of our adventure path for 87 episodes, and here you are.
We're inside the boot.
I think it's just nice. I just think it's exciting as a player, not just as my character being there, but me, Greg,
right,
being in the place where the actual great Maw of Rovagug.
Yeah, you are a bit of a Galarian nerd, like I am. Mm-hmm. We like to talk about the lore sometimes and the history, and yep. This is the place where all of the firearms on the planet are constructed and sent around to wherever they go. So it's really fascinating. You guys had 3 leads that you were pursuing as we ended episode 86. There is a tower of metallurgy and a tower of engineering that are experiencing different kinds of bad stuff,
juju,
right? And it's suspicious. The third lead was Vuslog, the cyclopean leader of the leadsmiths, took a trip outside of the Gunworks just recently overnight and came back. And this gave Loy Aiton, the shield marshal who's stationed here at the Gunworks, it gave him the heebie-jeebies. It made the hair on the back of his neck stand up. Like, who's this guy coming in here?
And what's he doing out there?
And
is he making meatloaf?
Yeah. They didn't need any help. It's not like the shield marshals summoned any of the help. So those are the 3 leads. What's happened at the towers? What happened with Vuslog? You snuck into the gunsmith's room at the inn and discovered a bunch of cages, which was real weird.
Super weird.
And there was an arcana check, I believe, to determine that they are meant to contain or block hexes, cages. Empty cages that are meant to prevent hexing.
And did we learn that it's a curse that blocks hexes, or that it's the rune that blocks curses and hexes?
Something in the physical construction of the cage has the ability to block hexes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you learned.
Okay.
So I'm going to put it back to the Shumfollow 5. What would you like to do?
Oh, yeah. My notes literally said there were dozens of small cages, so a lot of them. They're all empty runic bars for the cages. They're Nexian cages, and they're tiny, designed to dampen the effects of curses and hexes. Okay. That is the weirdest lead from Vuslog, because they were in his or the leadsmith's rooms at the inn. So that's the weirdest lead. I think the other, it seems to me like someone is trying to sabotage the 2 towers, the engineer's towers and the metallurgy tower, almost like they're trying to pit them against each other.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, what is going on here to try to, what are they trying to stop? And that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Let's go check it out.
Do you guys have anything in your notes about that by any chance?
Oh, yeah. So Loveless met with the Tower of Metallurgy and Ibrium met with the Tower of the Engineering. So they divided to conquer. Both of them had dinner with Loy before they left on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I have for them. Okay. So it seems like Loveless is obviously in the middle of all this, and the whole Parsis and Ibrium, they're all kind of together. So even though Loveless went to the Metallurgy Tower and Ibrium went to the Tower of Engineering, I still feel like they're in cahoots.
Yeah, all the hoots.
So yeah, I agree with Duval. I think we should just go to these towers and see what happened at them.
I say we roll.
No.
I'm like, we're like playing a role.
Just roll a
d4.
If it's
there were 3 possibilities, right? Or are you picking the towers? One of the 2.
Oh, I was thinking the towers.
We should roll a d6.
If we want to do a d6 and go for the 3 options. And
well, I don't know where we would go to Vuslog, talk to him again. I kind of think it's between the towers right now. That's my thought, but whatever.
I think if we wanted to find Vuslog, our lovable, handsome GM would guide us.
Duval's
there.
Not GMing this campaign. I don't know how many times I've had to tell you.
That made me feel good.
What does Luton think? She's silently strategizing over there, which always gets me like worried. If
that
you played board games with this woman
right
long enough and you see her just sitting there thinking, just know, game's already over. You just haven't lost yet.
I have a note that Aiton was concerned because the Cyclops disappeared. Vuslog traveled alone somewhere in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And that was the previous night, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was
24 hours ago.
So he's out somewhere.
And we don't know.
No, he's back.
He came back.
Because you did talk to him.
We just don't know what he did.
Okay.
You would have spoken to him the morning that he came back.
Right.
Now that you know that he was gone the night before.
So we could talk to him, right?
Absolutely.
Or go investigate the two towers.
That's where we're at.
Nexian design to hold out the hexes or to prevent hexes.
Good detail.
Yep.
So was that Ibrium that was from Nex?
It was.
So whatever was in the cages, maybe that whatever it is, I'm assuming creatures of some kind.
Some kind of magical creature.
But they were little.
Yeah. I wonder if they were part of the accident that happened at one of the towers.
That's what I think. Gremlins. I think they let them go.
They released them.
That's what I think.
Something happened for whatever reason.
Because there was some event happened at these towers and we don't know what they are.
Right.
And that's one thing we can, obviously we will ask what has been going on and just keep our ears open for them to mention some creatures got loose.
And then we know that Vuslog was involved in that.
We can hypothesize.
Mm-hmm.
But if these things were let go at night, the people may not know what did the thing.
Mm-hmm.
They just might be able to tell us
what they experienced. Do you guys remember the Jetsons movie?
Barely.
And Spacely Sprockets, the warehouse?
Oh, yeah.
And there was a little gremlin-looking things, and they were sabotaging it because they were destroying their home.
Yep.
So the Jetsons saved him.
Is that where you got this idea?
I'm getting
straight from the
vibes.
Jetsons. Okay.
I mean, the Jetsons is canon for everything. Isn't
it? Everything. Yeah.
Okay. Mario Brothers.
Where do we want to go?
So do we know which accident happened first? Like which tower?
No.
Does Loy know?
I don't know if we asked that. I can't remember.
It's hard to determine from the information that you gathered because they both started happening around the same time. And when you ask different people without going through all of that, you would not be able to get a straight answer from any one person. If they were by the Tower of Metallurgy, they heard commotion or explosions or whatever there. At the same time, someone else who was on the other side of town didn't hear anything from the Tower of Metallurgy, but they could swear that the Tower of Engineering, they could hear screams or confusion. As far as when they started, it's hard to pin it down which one could have happened first, so the only conclusion you can come to is that they happened at the same time.
Simultaneous tomfoolery.
Okay, so when did Lovelace and Loy and Ibrahim meet at the salon? Was that for dinner?
It was at Loy's house, and it was last night.
Okay.
While Vuslog was gone.
I rolled a 3.
4.
Whatever we were rolling to decide where we're going.
Okay.
This is Greg saying he's ready to go into one of these places.
That's fantastic.
I'm kind of leaning towards...
What are you leaning towards?
I'm kind of leaning towards going to one of the towers first.
Yeah, I want to go to the one that Lovelace went to, the Tower of Metallurgy.
That is the tower that Lovelace went to.
And I agree. I think that's the one.
But to keep it random,
Ooh.
We're going to roll a new die.
Okay. I rolled a d6, so that's not probably
Greg's
not what I was supposed to roll.
Die.
Well, if you're picking between the towers,
you can literally roll any die.
A 1 and a 2 is the metallurgists. 3 and a 4 is the engineers.
Do it.
All right?
Do it in front of me. I want to see.
It's a 2.
It's a 2.
What does that mean?
Metallurgy wins out.
Yep. Yeah.
Right.
All right. The dice have decided Tower of Metallurgy. Does that really just last? Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Yeah,
he's committed.
That's all right. Correct.
We're
usually
committed.
That's my thing. But I'm going to let you have it, Jordan, because I thought it was great.
Thank you.
Yeah. I dig it.
That was awkward between you
learned,
two.
I learned from the most handsome.
We do, I think, yeah. Duval's just
and
putting on a clinic today.
I like this episode.
So you make your way to the Tower
Downtown.
Of Metallurgy. And if I can point your attention back to the gunworks, the Tower of Metallurgy is the upper right tower in the gunworks estate area. So it's the northeast corner, directly across the courtyard from the Maw of Rovagug. So you guys are walking up to the Maw of Rovagug really for the first time.
Yeah.
And you can see this looming cannon just pointed off into the west and the Tower of Metallurgy.
Can I go touch it?
You want to climb up and and scratch your initials in the
yes.
Maw of Rovagug real quick?
I want to give Armageddon quotes, but I'm going to refrain. For all of you who've seen Armageddon, you know what I mean.
I just watched that last night.
You know exactly the part I'm talking about.
Armageddon without me?
Yeah.
I don't want to close my eyes. That song came out the year I graduated high school.
Whoa. Yeah.
I remember that.
That was the song of the year.
Here's what's gross about that song and that movie.
Nothing.
That song was playing during Liv Tyler's, love scene.
Oh, gross. And that's her dad
singing. And that's her dad singing.
Gross.
And
her dad
saying he doesn't want to.
Oh, that is weird.
I know. It hurts me.
I want to close my ears, my eyes, and also my heart valves, because that is awful.
It's a lot of teeth in that family.
Let's just close those. The Tower of Metallurgy. There it looms.
There you go. Bring us back.
Here we are.
So when you arrive, there is a woman that steps out. Wow. And she's wearing a set of blue, like, service overalls, looking like a kind of like a mechanic. Yeah. She's got a welding mask on that's flipped up so she can see where she's going. But she's covered in soot and grime and grease. And she looks like she's been working nonstop for several days just by her appearance, just upon seeing her. She's leaning up against the door frame of these massive double doors that lead inside the tower. And as you walk up to her, she actually perks up a little bit and introduces herself. And she says, "Oh, newcomers to town, I'm Della Sangre. It's nice to meet you. This is the Tower of Metallurgy. I wish it was in better condition."
"What do you mean, better condition? We are actually here to investigate."
"Oh, that's a relief. Did the Shield Marshal send you?"
"Do these nice... What are we wearing? Were these
you were
nice,
in the these Shield Marshal jackets." "Yeah."
And it says, like, police written in crayon on the back. Yeah. Just kidding. "Yes, we've been here sent here by the Shield Marshals."
"Honorary
deputy. We are the special investigators of the Ravaged Raiders."
"Oh, wow. Well, that's... first of all, that's incredibly good recollection of memories."
"So, thank you. I wrote it down."
"When I talked to Marshal Eaton a few days ago when this nonsense started, he didn't seem all that interested. So I guess when production stops, people start to notice. It would make sense, I suppose. I wish my initial complaint hadn't fallen on deaf ears."
How long ago was your initial complaint?"
"Oh, a few days ago, I think." "Oh, what day is it? I don't... Oh, man.
I definitely know what day it is."
"Sorry, I haven't really slept that much, but it's been a... I think it's been 3 days."
"Well, what happened a few, 3 days ago, then?"
"A bunch of explosions started down in the Hall of Crucibles. That's the bottom floor of the tower here, where we smelt down all of the raw ore that gets shipped in, and then, you know, we cast it and turn it into the firearms that everyone is so fond of in this here parts. And, well, a bunch of people died, and..."
"Oh, dang."
"We've been trying to get a handle on it. You know, trying to get inside the hall and find out what it is that's causing these explosions. They just keep happening." And
they keep happening, so it's not just a one-time thing.
"Well, it did die down long enough for me to send a couple of alchemists down to investigate just this morning. But then another round of explosions started off, and, well, I don't think they made it."
"Have you noticed a regular time that they go off, or is it completely random?"
I don't know, friend. Honestly, I've been trying to figure that out, and it seems random. There's no pattern to it. I just know that when we go down there, whoever goes down there, they don't come back."
"You mentioned you're having trouble sleeping."
"Oh, yeah. I've been staying up all night and day trying to figure out a way to get down there, some sort of solution. But, you know, leave it up to engineers to come up with something that no one can figure out."
"I wish we had the gavel be here with us."
"You have something against the engineers?"
"No, you don't wish that."
"Well, look, the Tower of Engineering, especially that Erdrick Marth fella, not very trustworthy."
Hey! "This is Comac with another spelling event." "That's Erdrick. E-R-D-R-I-K. And Marv."
With two F's?
"Marv."
"Just kidding."
"No, it's M-A-R-T-H.
Marv.
Marv.
Marv. Marv.
And
Marva.
And this is with the...
Listen,
he's an
English
engineer?
Is my second language."
"Why did you say that name?"
"What name? Mr. Vogue, why you raise your voice at me? I'm going. I'm going back to wherever I was. Bye, Kairos."
Superman v. Batman quote.
"Oh, yeah, that's right." "Your mother's name is also Erdrick?"
"It's Martha."
"So this Erdrick is one of the engineers?
He's in charge. He's the master engineer of those sneaky snakes over there at the Tower of Engineering."
"What has made you distrust them so much?"
"Well, I don't know. Pick something, fella. They're always trying to compete with us. They're always trying to get the biggest bonus. They're always trying to take credit for every discovery, every feat of engineering They think that they own all of it. And let me tell you something about alchemy and chemistry and science. It is the study of change. It is creation in the micro vacuum of the laboratory. There's nothing more powerful than alchemical knowledge. And that's what we do here. All they do over there at the Tower of Engineering, they just bang sticks together, you know, make a loud noise, make a metal barrel. Well, who cares? Who cares about any of that?
You tell them, sister.
That's what I try to tell them. And they're spies. Their spies are everywhere.
You mentioned bonuses. Who pays these bonuses?
Well, we, you know, ship out firearms to the citizens of Galarian for all of their lawful and good deeds, and then well, you get paid, you get reimbursed, and that's how we make commerce happen around here. We got to keep everybody fed. And
so if you work on the alchemical here, what exactly do you do? Do you make the bullets that go boom, and they make the guns?
Exactly. We make the ammunition. We make the gunpowder.
The spice.
The spice. There's spice in the food here. We do metallurgy, my friend.
How do you know there are spies?
Oh, that's what I was going to ask. Thank you.
Because too many things, too many coincidences. You know what I mean?
I don't. Tell us.
I mean, when something happens and it's not supposed to, and then someone else across the courtyard knows about it before you even know about it, like that's just...
This a coincidence.
Really, it's really suspect.
That is very suspect.
I mean,
give us an example of when that happened to you most recently.
Most recently, I was trying to change the toilet paper in the bathroom, and I noticed that all the rolls were tucked under instead of over. And what kind of Philistine installs the toilet paper rolls with the toilet paper under?
Never under.
This Philistine does.
This one.
No, that's wrong.
Well, they've got a job for you over the Tower of Engineering. How do I know you're not one of them spies?
That does seem like complete sabotage.
Where can we find this Marth? Where does he hang out?
At the Tower of Engineering.
Now,
yeah, that tracks.
Now, you are concerned about spies in your tower. How many spies do you have in the Tower of Engineering?
Yeah. None.
Uh-huh.
It's a terrible practice.
Perception check.
Oh, okay.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
I don't know if she would know, but...
She better know.
Where's my perception here? I rolled bad. 19.
I rolled batter.
Batterer?
Batter. I got a 21.
I also got a 21.
Please, Luton, come in clutch.
29.
Oh, that's better.
Hey. Every time.
The project.
The Brittany clutch.
Yeah.
It's a move. It's I think, like, Pathfinder at this point, Paizo needs to add it as a feat to a character that just allows you, if you can get a hold of Brittany on social media or whatever, she'll just tell you what your number is.
You just get another plus 10.
The Brittany clutch feat, automatic critical.
Follow this account on Twitter and she'll just tell you what your role is.
She'll 31. Roll it for you.
How'd I get that on a D8? Just ask Brittany clutch.
Exactly.
Her exhaustion is confusing what she's saying. And you can see that she's getting lost in timelines and her paranoia is a symptom of that. Luton, you would know that it doesn't give you a sense of confidence that she's telling the truth or lying.
It's like she's not trying to lie, but she's probably not saying things that are true.
So
because she's ill?
Because she's sick.
No, she's
tired.
Exhausted.
Because she's
a
liar.
Can I heal her?
Yeah.
I would need a restoration spell to remove her exhaustion, which I don't think you guys...
I have the...
I skip over those spells. Just throwing that out there.
I have the double shot
spell. Yeah, you can shoot her right in the face.
Double shot of espresso.
I might be making that up. So
it's worth looking up because I think that's a real thing.
It's what's after fatigued, because there's a fatigued condition sleeping that you get, and then it goes up from there.
Sleeping. Dog tired. My dogs are barking.
I don't have the restoration spell anyway. Yeah,
that might be a...
I think fatigued is the...
Fatigued is the condition. Mm-hmm. And so you, in order to remove fatigued, you have to have a full night's rest. There's only one way to do it.
Hmm. Go night-night.
And so she certainly has...
give her a snack and put her to bed. Yeah. Come back later.
I mean, one quick punch to the jaw might knock her out. Just kidding. She's joking.
Let's knock her out. Go from drag her body around the corner somewhere.
To violence.
12 hours later.
She goes to sleep.
Before you jump to this conclusion, you know,
totally joking.
2 feet in, let me finish what I was trying to say, which was that despite all of the fatigue and exhaustion, you know that she's telling the truth, that she doesn't believe that there are any spies from the Tower of Metallurgy at the Tower of Engineering, but you also can tell that she's not entirely convinced of her own belief.
So there may not be spies here either.
Right.
And we don't know.
Or there could be a bunch of spies operating in both towers, and she just doesn't know about it.
And a lot of people, if weird stuff starts happening and you're exhausted, you're going to start jumping to weird conclusions in your head.
Or the gremlins are spying in both places.
Well, I honestly, part of me thought maybe the gremlins were released from the Nexian cages in both towers.
Yeah, I think that too.
Let's ask her if she's seen any animals.
Like, go ahead,
running around.
What ask has her. She tried?
Because we haven't gone in downstairs yet and tried to not blow up while we're seeking. But you can ask her, Varg.
Excuse me, ma'am. We have reason to believe some creatures were smuggled into the gunworks recently. Have you seen anything creepy crawly recently?
She's tired. She might
stop making eye contact with you. I haven't. Anything like that, I would probably notice, but no, I haven't. Anything? I'm sorry. I haven't gotten a lot of sleep lately.
That's okay. You should probably go to bed.
I'd love to, but I got to get this tower up and running, and it's just not safe. I wouldn't be able to leave knowing that other people could go down there and get hurt. At this point, I feel like I'm just a glorified security guard.
What have you guys tried to get down to the Crucible's level so far?
I sent a couple of alchemists down just this morning, and they were going to try to neutralize whatever this chain reaction is. They went down there with all the, you know, powders and chemicals and other things they thought would help. And after a few moments, I just started hearing loud explosions, and I haven't heard from them. I haven't heard peep since.
This, to me, if we can get down there and do a misty memory,
what
might be kind of cool before
it blows up again.
Before we get blown up in it.
As the special investigators, we would very much like to investigate what happened.
Oh wow! Well, I can't recommend it, but I might be able to help.
Please.
Here, take this. And she goes right inside the door and retrieves this really clunky-looking suit of armor that's known as a blast suit.
Nice.
Which is a prototype armor that she built herself. And she says, this should help with the explosions. I've been working on this for a few days now, hoping that it would come in handy. And yeah, I think you should give it a shot.
Feels like her locker to me.
Maybe give it a blast, you mean? Get it?
Is it a magical item? Does it fit anyone?
Ooh, look at that.
Very cool. Very cool.
That's a good question.
Scott's showing us the artwork.
What does it look like?
It looks
like a GoBot costume.
That's a good description. It's like if Iron Man were clockwork. And also a cowboy.
It looks like a full suit. It looks like a full suit of combat armor from Fallout.
That's totally what it looks like.
Definitely. There's even belt pouches.
Yeah, I know what that means.
And it's all orange and coppery. And blast suits are crafted from heavy steel plating and riveted together with cunning precision. It is magical. This nice. Suit of +1 resilient full plate.
Ooh.
Let me repeat that.
Yeah.
+1 resilient full plate.
Oh man, full plate.
Is specifically designed to protect against sudden explosions. This added layer of security comes at the cost of movement. When you don the armor, you gain a reaction. The trigger for the reaction is if you're impacted by an area of effect that requires a reflex save, as in fireball.
Do we only get one of these?
There's one of these.
Just put it on.
The blast suit locks together when you trigger the reaction into a rigid bulwark, protecting you from the blast, but preventing you from moving from your position under any circumstances. You become immobilized. You gain a +2 bonus to your reflex saves against area effects and gain resistance 5 to all damage that you would take from the area effect and any splash damage. These effects persist for as long as the suit remains in the locked position. With one interact action, you can unlock it.
Okay.
So it lasts until you unlast it.
Is there a matching backpack for Luna?
Yes. Well, there's belt pouches. She could probably fit in one of those.
All right. Here's what we're going
to
do.
It will shrink down to the size of the user.
You said it was full plate.
One, so is that plus heavy armor? One heavy. Yeah. It is heavy armor.
Is anyone trained in heavy
armor? No, that's the problem with me. I'm not trained in that.
Because Varg's not even trained plus in heavy one armor. Resilient full plate. You don't have to be trained in heavy armor to wear it, but you do have to be trained in it to gain its full defensive benefit.
Boo.
Right.
As far as AC goes.
But this isn't really about AC. This is about reflex and bulwarking. Mm-hmm.
And,
so,
and triggering an explosion and then being able to survive it.
I want to ask her a question.
Why didn't you give this suit to one of the alchemists?
Oh, I've only just finished it myself. I wanted to, but it wasn't ready. I think it's ready now.
Nice. Perception.
Was the alchemist you sent down there an ex-lover?
Right. Oh no, it's not finished from high yet.
Bummer. Sorry, Chad, but it's not going to be ready until right after you come back.
I think Darnayru or Luton should put it on and go down there.
Because of the reflex situation, it makes me think that I probably would be the one to wear it, and scaredy cat.
Still the one.
Well, what's your reflex save?
If I get a success, it's a critical success.
Yeah.
That's and you have to good. Roll a reflex to get, and my reflex is my best save, and it's how to get out of, it's a plus 17.
Nice.
And it's a dodging the explosion, essentially, or reflecting against the explosion.
What about Luton?
Is there only one way in and out of the crucible level?
Yes.
So whatever's down there had to have gone down the staircase, or what is it that's leading down there?
Is there anything else we want to ask her before we go down there?
I'm trying to ask if there's one way in and one way out. Because if I can go do Misty Memory near the door where they had it, had to go through the door to get down there to cause the explosions.
Yes.
I think that would be a genius idea.
That's smart.
I have a couple questions about Misty Memory. What's its range and what's its radius? Just to mechanically figure that out.
Don't yuck my yum.
I'm trying to make your yum happen. I'm trying to bake your yum, yo.
Yum.
I don't like any part of this conversation.
Okay, so its duration is 10 minutes.
Great.
One body of water of at least 5 square feet.
So it could be a puddle.
Which she can literally create.
I can create a puddle. Forms into a misty scene of the events that took place at the time within 60 feet of the water.
Okay, that's a pretty dang good range.
Yeet.
Yeah. So anything within 60 feet, Luton would be able to recreate using Misty Memory.
That's so cool. Okay.
So if we can get to...
Are you ready to go down there?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying.
Unless there are some other questions you guys wanted to ask before we head down. This is going to give us some information on how this is being sabotaged and maybe why.
Who's going in? Yeah, what...
Maybe some information on how long are the floors or how...
They're the longest floors ever.
I don't know what I'm trying to say. Like,
I don't know either.
Like how many feet? Like, can she give us like a map or something?
How big is the room?
Yeah.
How big is the room? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she... Oh, well, let me think about it. It's probably a couple 100 feet long, and I'd say top to bottom, it's 40 feet.
So...
It's a kind of a long, skinny room, but it's enormous, right? So there's two massive crucibles down there, giant bells, you know, that hold molten metal. What are they called?
Kilns?
Can't remember. I'm so tired.
A smelting pot.
Yeah, that's it.
Hot pockets are down there.
Salt pocket.
That's funny. We use those to ignite the crucible.
I bet they burn forever.
Great fire starters.
That's what they do to your guts.
Hey. That's
true.
Be here all week.
Sing.
Come on. Take my wife, please. Oh. So, Brittany, doesn't that limit or make more strategy for when you use your secret power, your spell, because there's a limited range, right?
Well, that's why I was asking if there was one way in and one way out, so we could see what went in.
And she says, yes, there is one way in one way out.
It makes sense to me.
If the attack or the...
Sabotage.
Whatever it was that occurred within 24 hours, right?
Mm-hmm. Would you guys like to see the entrance to the Hall of Crucibles?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah. I will take you to the map.
Does that feel like a waste of your spell, though, if she says it's been happening like 3 days ago?
Did she say 3 days ago?
She says it's been happening over the course of 3 days.
Over the course of 3 days, but the most recent one was...
But the person...
Just this morning.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe someone's going in there, but like the...
You think they may have they left already town yesterday. Gone in.
I think they set up some trap that keeps going off, or the little...
Gremlins
are there.
Okay. Then I don't know. Then you put the suit on and go in. Or Varg.
The heroes of Alkenstar debate which one of them
Let's roll a dice.
The glory.
This might be the end of Donner.
I think Greg brought up the point that he's going to have the most success wearing the suit with his reflex saves.
Man, if only y'all had a fighter or a champion. But you don't.
We're all fighters and champions. Excuse me.
Yeah.
A fighter champion.
Kal-El can't wear it. The bravest among you is unfortunate.
Does your suit come in cat sizes?
I said we roll some dice. See what we're going to do.
I'm fine to wear it. I really do think I have the best chance against a reflex save. Unless someone else got a higher than 17.
Did you find it in Hero Lab?
I already added it.
Put it on.
Resilient full plate. The only thing is I'm handing some of my goods. This is a total like meta thing. I'm handing like my other armor to somebody else so I'm not encumbered while wearing it. Because Hero Lab is encumbering
Smart.
Me.
There's Smart. A...
I'll hang on to it.
Actually, we need to make sure that that's off. Because, I know.
What's the easy way to do that?
I'll figure it out. It
says all your movement types are reduced by 10 feet and you gain clumsy.
You don't have to figure it out now because there's no battles coming up.
Yeah, right.
Well, if it screws up some of my other things...
His eyes got so big.
I know. That's the thing is I'll be wearing the wrong armor and my AC goes from 25 to 16.
Whoa! Gross.
Jeez.
You're basically a bowling pin sitting in there.
Yeah, but what's going to happen is I'm going to go into lockdown and say, in this position, deuces up.
Yeah.
All you got in a fight, and I'm just going to stay in the bulwark.
Yeah. I'm going to say, Darnayru, harden. And you're just going to sit there like a kakuna for the whole battle.
Yeah.
Metapod.
This thing weighs two bulk by itself. I'm sorry, Darnayru. You are encumbered.
Well, if I give the stuff that I'm carrying... to somebody else in the party. All
right, we'll move it to the ground. Yeah. No, you're carrying 8 of 11 bulk. You got, you can put your backpack on the ground. You got all that stuff that's in your backpack.
Adventuring gear, there it is.
But that's all light bulk stuff, so.
Oh, it doesn't even change my encumbrance.
Yeah, I think you got to get rid of your dueling pistol is a bulk.
I can do that.
I don't know what War Razor is.
That's Are just you a going because it's your reflex save is high? Is that why?
That's why he's going.
Exactly why.
Okay, well, mine's high.
What's yours?
Mine is plus 16.
Okay. Whoa. He's a plus 17. I'm a plus 15.
So why don't I just go?
It's going to be the same problem no matter what. You're going to, because what's your bulk limit? Because the armor itself is 4 bulk.
This is too crunchy, so forget I know. It.
That's what I'm saying.
No more. The end.
I like the idea of Luton going because we can do the premonition thing.
Well, she can do it outside the door.
Okay.
Because there's only one door in. But I was wondering if that was a waste because we don't know what's been happening at the Tower of Engineers.
Okay.
But
all right, well, then you're going.
I'm going to put all of Darnayru's gear into the bag of holding.
Perfect.
With Sweet Putt.
Including my weapons. Totally joking. I'm just joking. I got my flisses with me.
All right, here we
Maybe
go.
Maybe we don't put on the suit that the GM just foisted upon us.
I'm afraid that if random explosions nothing. Have been happening when people walk through the door, that explosion is going to kill me.
Yeah, and fools are dying.
Yeah.
Chad is gone.
Remember, Loveless went to the Tower of Metallurgy, and who's got the Pyronite formula?
Yeah.
Loveless.
Loveless.
So I think Pyronite explosions are going off. And I don't want to eat one of those firsthand front row seat.
Spicy.
That'd be very spicy.
You'd be swallowing teeth.
Oh, what a joke callback. Wow.
Yeah, I know. This is what I do. This is why I'm here. Keep the tether.
Okay. I'm wearing it.
A tether?
A tether, yeah.
All right, let's do this.
You're standing at the door to the Hall of Crucibles. In a 10-foot hallway, it's double wide. Kal-El's shoulders touch both walls.
That's so funny.
He is large.
Meow.
No, it's like if you turn sideways like in Austin Powers when they got the...
Meow. Meow. Rawr.
Rawr. Tell me what you want to do.
We want to freaking rock and roll,
the door.
Man.
Do we want to use your Misty Memory spell here?
I don't know.
To see what happened in the last 24 hours.
We're going to see people dying.
Well, we could see how they died and if maybe they stepped on a specific square or something or set off a trap.
Well, we're in the hallway, so I don't know that it would tell me if it's 60 feet. Does it show me what happens beyond the door?
It would, okay. But the door is currently shut.
That's what I'm saying. Everyone stand back.
So
open the door.
I guess I just need to know if you guys are going to use the spell or not, and I'll
asking questions.
I would like to check the door. For traps first.
Oh, man. Good call, bro.
Okay.
Which is perception?
You are in exploration mode.
Okay.
So
somebody else check it, then.
If Darnayru is...
I'll check it.
trying to avoid detection, which he physically cannot do
in armor that he's make sense.
Untrained for. Yeah. You can also roll perception.
Clunk, clunk, clunk.
I would need a perception roll from Kairos and Varg, who are the searchers.
29.
Right, 23. Yeah, 29, 23.
Hang on, sorry.
Varg wants you to die.
Thievery?
No.
Perception.
Wow.
I know. It's perception. You're searching for
it's a fortitude perception. Save?
90, 19, 30 nice. Total.
Ooh. Wow,
the
okay.
three of you determine the door is not trapped.
All right, and it's not locked or anything?
It's not locked. Okay. It's just shut.
My suggestion is everyone stands back. I will open the door so we can see inside, and then we'll have Luton cast Misty Memory.
Okay.
Out of the way we were.
Sorry.
What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
I can't.
If I cast Misty Memory right now before we open the door, it won't show us what happened behind the door. The door has to be open. It's 60 feet of range.
I can't tell you that until you cast the spell.
Oh, jeez. You should open the door.
Well, I mean, you can't see through walls when you cast a spell, so this is a shut door.
Yeah.
I would say we need to open it.
Yeah. You're not an X-Men.
You don't know that.
Okay.
True.
You cast the spell, Misty Memory.
We open the door, right? Then cast the spell?
As you cast the spell with the door shut.
No, I didn't say that.
No? Okay. I thought you did.
Huh. No, I
thought
I was
that's
asking,
what everybody just agreed
no, no,
to.
No, no, no. I way. Was asking right. questions, no, clarifying
the time for questions,
questions
is over. What is the action, Shum Follow 5?
Everyone stand back. I'm moving people on the map that I'm not supposed to be
This
testing.
Is so intense!
Darn Iru Jenkins.
Darn
Iru Jenkins!
And I will,
so
as cautiously
for the
possible.
Listener, Darn Iru is standing up against the door.
Yeah.
From left to right, there's seven squares that make up this hallway. Kal-El, Varg, Kairos, and Luton all tucked into the back, with three squares between them and Darn Iru up against the door.
Which is not enough squares. I wish the hallway was longer so they could scoot out of the way.
Look at that.
The Shum Follow 5 open the door, and they see the back end of a massive crucible vat.
High pocket.
Two enormous crucibles, each larger than a wagon, stand in the center of this large hall. The westernmost crucible, which you currently can't see because you can't see around the one in front of you, but Cole has given us some fourth wall breaking flavor text. The western The westernmost crucible stands upright, while the eastern crucible has tipped over away from you, spilling a vast amount of cooled metal all over the floor, which glistens with an unusual sheen. And you can see this grayish puddle that has formed
that
is actually solid metal.
It's the Charlie sheen
that has cooled.
It's what the new Terminators are made out of.
Overhead, the ceiling arches to a height of 30 feet and is painted with images of cannons firing upon collapsing castles. A dozen smaller alcoves circle the outer walls of the room, each containing a small crucible. Scorch marks and blast residue cover the walls and the floor in this room.
Where?
You can see a few of these alcoves where Darn Iru's entry into the room has allowed him a limited amount of vision.
Oh, so we're seeing the blast marks in the small crucible areas.
You're seeing them all over the place. You can see them on the map, but to help Gail, who's just tuning in on her radio at home.
Wow.
The hall is eight squares, top to bottom, and then there are these 2x2 nooks that dot the wall. 2x2, and then a 2x2 void where there is no nook, and then another nook, and so on and so forth. At its widest, it actually goes to 60 feet.
Yep.
The closest crucible is 15 feet away from Darn Iru, and it is 20x20. Size gargantuan for the Pathfinder faithful out there.
Yep.
It's enormous. And it's tipped over away from the team, spilling into the room.
Yep.
There are scorch marks everywhere, so it looks like a lot of burning stuff is done in this room. And that's what you can see from your position where you open the door. The back of this crucible, a couple of these nooks that have smaller crucibles. The room continues on at a distance that you cannot yet see.
Luton, I believe it is safe enough to approach.
Okay, Luton moves up to the door.
Okay.
Next to Darn Iru. She would like to use one charge from her staff to create water.
Okay.
And then she will cast Misty Memory.
So you spread some water out on the floor. The water seeps into the cracks in the concrete, and you can see it sort of seeking and searching its way through the space, absorbing information as the spell is cast. And you get a glimpse into the last 24 hours of activity that had happened in this immediate entryway. Now I'm going to draw a 60-foot circle. All that blue area is what Luton can see from the casting of Misty Memory.
Which doesn't go, I mean, it goes beyond where we can see where we're at into the room.
It does a little bit go beyond what you can see, but not really. So a shape forms coming from behind you. The apparition image of Della Sangre, the head metallurgist who is upstairs. And you recognize her clothing. Now remember, Misty Memory doesn't give you facial expressions or those details, but you can see the same tattered overalls, the same welding mask. And as she approaches the door, which in the Misty Memory is shut, she closes the blast lid on her welding mask and walks up to the door and opens it and peeks inside and then shuts it and then runs away real fast. And then nothing happens for a while. Luton, if you fast forward until the next image pops into space here.
Stirs her finger in the little soup of water.
Stirs your finger in the puddle. She comes back, does the same thing, runs away. She's obviously trying to...
She's like testing out the armor or something?
No, she's not wearing the armor. She's just trying to understand what's going on down there. After a few more of these, you see other people come down with her. They don't get any closer to the door. And at one point, they all seem startled and they run away. Something made them jump.
And that was at the door they got startled.
That was at the door. None of them, you haven't seen a single image go in the door. And then it comes to that crucial moment that she describes where she sent two alchemists down. And you see these two.
Well, before we get there, we didn't see anything in the door what would have startled them.
No.
Weird. Why would they be startled? Sound. Okay, continue. Put the pieces together.
No.
You're like, no, you're not.
Just so you guys know, Greg is this awful to watch a movie with too.
I like to be taken on the ride.
Is that the same guy who was with the girl? See that guy from that other movie?
Yeah. You know, from what's the High School Musical?
With the face.
No, babe. Different movie.
I love it when you call me babe.
Go for it, Scott.
You see these final two figures appear, and they've got satchels on. You recognize them as some of the people who were down there earlier, investigating whatever this is. You see Della with them, and she sort of pats them both on the back and then leaves. And you can see them, like, steel themselves, work up the nerve to go in. One of them's got, like, a rusted piece of metal, it looks like. In the image, you can't really tell, but they're using it as a makeshift blast shield and holding it out in front of them, and they go into the hall of crucibles.
It's dumb.
And then the next thing you see is Varg, Kairos, Darnayru all coming down the stairs as a misty memory, and then time catches up to where you're currently at.
So that was entirely unhelpful.
So
those dudes are still in there.
Seeing it, well, she doesn't know. She assumed, so you're right, they could still be in there. She assumed that they were gone because she kept hearing explosions.
From right here in the doorway, that's what you see.
We can't see anything in there. Okay.
So should we go back out and be like, hey, sis, what were you doing running up to this door?
Or what startled you?
What'd you see?
It's not a bad idea before we waltz in there.
What do y'all want to do? What's up? What's up, Jordan?
I'm fine with watching Darnayru clink his way back up there to ask.
I mean, I'm assuming I could just she came and opened the door, heard a blast, and then...
Okay.
What else would make her startled? She would either have to see something, which we would have seen in the Mystery Memory, because we're looking in the same range of vision she can see.
But we can't hear through this memory. It's only...
Right, there's no audio.
Let's go ask her.
Brittany's probably right.
I think we should. Brittany, we should go ask.
You guys go upstairs, you talk to Della.
Yeah.
She says, oh, that's a fascinating ability. I sure would like to know more about that, but I mean, I remember going down there, hearing explosions, being startled by that noise. I mean, it's startling. I stuck my head in a couple times to try to get a sense of what we were dealing with, but I couldn't see anything other than the strange firelight that was glowing and flickering on the walls.
Strange? What do you mean strange?
Well, the floor, it has a weird sheen to it. That metal that's cooled in there doesn't look like anything we've cast before.
That is not from your... What's the thing called? The kiln? Not
crucible.
The crucible. That's not from your crucible?
Well, we just put a regular alloy in there, and it doesn't normally sparkle like that.
You are the expert in these things. Do you know what this metal is?
Not without further study. That's what we've been trying to do, is get in there and find out what happened, and there's not a way to do it. Every time someone goes in there, the explosions start popping off again, and they don't come back.
You should come with us.
Not on your life, friend. Not until I know what's going on in there.
Okay, well, we're going to have to open the door and find out what's going on then.
Right.
Somebody's going to lose a finger.
I love that you're saying this so confidently.
We have a cat with a
all of a sudden
full plate of blast soup on.
Full plate of blast suit is comforting, but this stuff on the floor is weird now, since it doesn't look like... She didn't know what it was.
Not at glance.
Right, but she said it's sheen weird, which means maybe Loveless mixed something in with the alloy.
Pyronite. Let's go do a nature check on it.
It's lich dust, but yeah.
Ooh. I think that's happening at the engineering place. So is there... Can we do... Are we back at the door, team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we are.
Okay, now we're back at the door. Can we roll checks to see if we can see from afar what this is from 10 feet away or 5 feet away?
A crafting check would be great.
Yeah.
Oh, let me see what I got on crafting.
Yeah, I'll roll that.
I'll roll it just for fun. That's why I'm here.
There's about 10 feet worth of spilled metal alloy that has oozed its way off the crucible and towards the door that you can inspect visually from the doorway without going into the space, if that's what you're trying to do.
I was trying to do it before we approach it from the door. So I rolled a 22.
27.
22. Any other crafting checks?
9.
You cannot determine with a visual inspection what's happening here. It is a metal alloy. You... So probably could recognize, but...
If we tasted it. Okay.
You do see...
Fire, go lick it.
All right.
You do see the unusual glow that it has.
But it's a red glow?
It's blue. No, it's just a shimmer.
Just a shimmer, okay. Because she said something about, like, weird glowing fiery light.
A weird shimmer. No, the firelight is happening in the space.
Okay.
So the crucibles are giving off...
Their normal light.
A normal, like, fiery light. Like, okay. Flickering firelight.
And the weird shimmer. Oh, man. All right. Luthen, you should back up. Darnayru is going to take a step forward and pray he doesn't die. Stepping forward and trying to inspect this.
Kablooey! Yeah.
Darnayru steps into the space. You now get a much better look at the side crucibles.
They look like they're blowing up in the crucibles.
Yeah, there is little... You can see sparks of flame that... There is something burning inside the crucibles on the side that...
And burn marks all over the ground.
Give a strange haunting presence to this space.
Fire ghosts.
Ghosts.
Yeah.
Okay, what am I doing to inspect
this?
Here's the only thing I don't like about your guys' ideas. They keep getting cooler. And at some point, it's like there's a critical point where your ideas become more cool than what's actually in the space.
Go with it.
Hey, Dice of Thunder podcast.
Just saying.
So now, like, now we're fire ghosts. Like,
now we're fire
what's
ghosts.
What's next?
Have we peaked?
Have you peaked?
Yeah.
I doubt that.
Once a T-3000 comes out of this alloy, then we've peaked.
Yeah.
That's good.
We're 5 years away from that in real life.
From Judgment Day?
No, I saw a picture of John Connor today. It says, as people are playing with AI.
Yeah.
He's got this mad face.
He's like, come on,
yeah, he's
guys.
Like, guys.
Give you a whole movie series on this.
You're just goofing around with AI on the internet?
Yeah.
Come on.
But at least Arnold's still with us to save the day.
Yep.
Thank goodness.
Like a good neighbor.
Like a good neighbor. Give me a shotgun.
Neighbor.
It's your best impression.
It makes you giggle every time.
It's so great.
All right, done?
I take a step forward to inspect it closer.
Yeah, and you roll another crafting check.
Another crafter. Natty 9 plus 14, 23.
You have the same assessment as Varg. Whatever this alloy is, it looks like a normal steel, but then it has this shimmer.
Can we do a magic?
Like a detect magic?
Yeah, detect magic.
I'm assuming that's out. Because this is still exploration mode.
Yeah.
And you do not detect any magic within 30 feet, even if somebody moves up to where Darnayru is to detect magic.
Wouldn't do that, but yeah.
Well, you would have to.
This isn't liquid. It's fully cooled.
It's cooled. It's hard.
Oh, so I can't take a little bit in a vial or something.
Yeah, you could chip off a piece of it.
What would you do with it?
You're just shaking my... You like just chip, hit something that's probably...
We got to find out what's going
explosive.
On.
Explosive.
You don't know that?
Okay. What I would like to do before I start chipping away at this shimmery metal...
Use like a rubber mallet or something that doesn't cause a spark.
Yeah, because rubber is real good at chipping off.
Metal.
If you hit it hard enough.
I mean, honestly, you're right. If you hit anything hard enough, it will chip.
I am going to... I am going to investigate this southern crucible. If you hear an explosion, wait before you run in.
For sure.
Darnayru goes down to the southern crucible, and as you peer into it, you see a bubbling, like molten substance that's giving off this light.
Does it look, does it have any of the same shimmer nope. of the metal?
Without being a metal or just, it right. appears sort of normal. And from that position, you can see the crucible in the farther side of the room that's still upright.
And still glowing.
And the back side of the room some 200 feet away.
Hmm. Okay. A but I don't see anything weird about this crucible.
Eerie glow. No, nothing weird about that one or the north one, okay. for that matter.
All right, I would step back to the door. And you want me to try to chip a piece off of
what
this?
What are we going to do with this when we get a piece of it?
We're going to take it to Della. Della.
You're going to take it to the University of Washington, and you're going to have a full scan.
Yeah, that's what we do.
All right.
You dub, baby.
Darnayru is going to attempt to chip a piece off and not explode this entire building.
What are you using? Because I don't remember seeing a pickaxe on your inventory sheet.
He's using I don't have a pickaxe. Oh, I was thinking about using, like, my knife. My
I could heat metal.
Ooh.
Do we want that, though?
How long is the distance?
Let me see.
30 feet.
Of heat metal 30 is 30 feet.
Yeah.
She's a range of 30 feet. She can cast heat metal on a point.
Now, that would either melt it enough so you could take a little bit, or
explode
it will explode it.
Kablooey!
You're in a blast suit.
This
is why you're wearing it.
I know. Honestly, I don't know how else I'm going to chip it, because I guess I could use my weapon, my Flissa, but I don't want to ruin my Flissa. Heat metal make it easier.
Soften it up.
Soften it so that I can chip it. Maybe not fully melt it, just soften it up. I'm just going to chip a little piece off and let it cool and grab it.
That don't, man, okay. You ain't got like a satchel?
I got pockets in the suit on my full plate.
Does the blast suit have pockets?
I got pockets in my suit.
It does, right? Little pouches?
Mm-hmm.
It does. Okay, padded armor is doable. And even
there's several belt pouches that you could use.
Like Batman.
Yeah.
Okay. So Luton's going to target one metal item, the giant puddle. The giant puddle.
Okay.
And heat metal.
Okay.
Are you rolling for this?
No. She doesn't have to roll to hit. With an inanimate object like that, you heat up some of this metal and it begins to glow.
Oh gosh.
Ooh, it turns red hot per the spell text.
Yes.
Sugar, and that's what happens.
Oh.
Okay. No, take some of it with your hands.
So I use my knife to scrape a piece of it off, a chunk of it off.
Jeez. You use your knife to scrape a chunk of it off.
Very carefully.
And as your knife makes contact, you start chipping away. And you notice that a piece of it is starting to loosen. Luton's heat metal has helped this out a lot.
Yeah.
You're chipping away. And you see a chain reaction begin.
Oh, crap, no.
And I need you to make a reflex.
It's like life. You chip away, and then something happens.
And then explosions happen. All right. Let's really hope I roll well. Where's my reflex?
Come on. Don't suck.
It's an 18. It's not even a 17. It's an 18. Oh. I rolled a natty 18 plus 18.
Oh, man.
Yes.
36.
36. Well, as we know about Darnayru, a
evasive
success is automatically turned into a critical success.
Yeah, it is.
You have a success. And would have taken as a pyronite explosion kicks off.
I knew it was pyronite!
In your face.
Wow.
10 fire damage and 7 bludgeoning damage.
Oh my gosh.
Instead, you take no damage.
Yes.
As your cat-like reflexes, despite wearing a full suit of armor.
I know.
Allow you to leap out of the way.
Let's go.
So do we even need to go upstairs? We know what this is now.
But it's a chain reaction. Did it stop after all that explosion?
It did.
Okay, I'm laying on the floor. Wow.
All his fingers and toes are still intact.
Someone please count my eyebrows.
What happened?
Yeah, that's what it is.
He's got tinnitus now.
Nothing, Varg. It's fine. So I would grab... The piece is off now,
right? It's exploded.
Right? It's gone. Okay, so we can't even...
Yeah.
Well, now we know. You chip it. Now you touch it. Now I know.
It's melted pyronite.
It is. It seems like they've mixed pyronite in with this alloy. It will explode.
Pyronite bullets.
Pyronite ammunition.
Oh my gosh. Brittany is a genius.
Exploding rounds.
That would be amazing, actually.
Exploding
rounds. Hyper-explosive rounds.
Once again,
we can buy the
imagination of the Shumfall of
Hold on, though.
No, that's the natural conclusion.
No, it's not.
Now I have to
Somebody put it in there that wasn't supposed to be in there. They're not trying to do this. Loveless did this.
Well, yeah, because she wants to make exploding
bullets. So what is Loveless trying to do?
To sabotage.
What's she going to make, like, secret exploding bullets? They're going to figure it out.
So I honestly have no idea how to even rein you in right now.
So following... Well, no. Greg, I think Greg's on the right track here. Following that train of thought to
exploding
sabotage...
Please make those.
To sabotage the crucible would take away ammunition being made... yes. for all of Alkenstar.
And they'd have to rely Correct. On the Pyronite as the only weapon of mass destruction.
Or right. they would have to rely on Loveless to protect them because there's no more bullets.
Wow, that's deep. That's deep.
So, hold on.
No, we're done. We're done. I'm cutting you off. That idea dies in your brain.
All I know is this
Don't let it cross your lips!
All I know is this is a sabotage situation.
Once you say you can't dangerous. Take it back.
It's dangerous.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is a dangerous situation.
Was it Ibrium who came here or Loveless who came
Loveless
here?
Loveless came here.
Loveless came to the middle of this tower.
Yeah, okay. Loveless came to this tower. Ibrium was at the other one.
That's correct.
Okay.
And this is obviously Pyronite mixed in with their crucible. I'm not going to touch any more of this. I would like to go check the other crucible and see if it's shimmering the same. And see if I see if I see anything else in there. Is it possible to get around this spillage without touching it?
You can walk on this stuff without any problems.
Says GM Scott.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you start chipping it away with a knife and casting spells on it, something happened.
Here's my question. Should I take off my armor? Because I'm afraid there's something hiding back. Nothing came in running out there, out at us, right?
Yet.
Okay.
No. You're in the doorway.
If I'm wearing this armor and we get into battle, it's going to suck.
Nothing came running out
of you. We'll come help you.
Then maybe. I'm going to walk across south.
After an explosion that big, then, nothing came around the corner. So
correct.
I think we're okay.
And then hoist.
All right.
Okay.
And what about the rest of you?
I'm good.
Staying in the doorway? Yeah, that's fine. I'm just curious if anyone else is doing anything.
I'm good. I'm staying here.
Luton, Kallel's going to move here.
Right here is right inside the doorway.
Like a cork like in the ball. Hallway.
Oh, that's true. No, never mind.
You guys can move through his space without any problem.
Okay. No, I'm just talking about how it looks.
I just
looks
wanted like to he's move a, cat cork a, it does little, look like closer, a little cork in a bottle.
You better give him a chin scratch on the way by is all I'm going to say.
Just a little closer so in case.
Scratchy. Okay. Something happens. Scratchy. Scratching his chin is like this now.
Yeah, you have to reach up with two hands.
You got to use a floor broom.
Okay, now Darnayru gets closer to that second crucible.
All right. Darnayru goes up to the second crucible, I need you to roll a perception check.
A perception Just check.
Him? Yeah, he's the only one in the room.
Yeah, that's right.
All by myself. A natty 9.
Natty 9.
So 23.
23. Okay.
Not great.
You search around the area, and you can see mixed in with the scorch marks all over the floor and throughout the space, some powders, some odd colored stains, empty vials smashed on the ground. And and then the last thing that you notice as you are searching through this area is the tipped over crucible behind you.
Uh-huh.
There is some pooling of material in the crucible.
Liquid or hardened?
You can't tell from
where I'm at.
He's at the western crucible, which is upright. The tipped over crucible is
east of him.
Like 60, 70 feet away.
Okay.
There does seem to be some uncooled substance in there.
Just
throw something in it, see if it makes a splash sound.
Just a couple questions. First one.
Yes.
You're saying at the crucible that I'm at, the West Crucible.
Yes.
I can or cannot see a shimmer like the other crucible.
You cannot. There is, and this thing it's is still tall. Upright, and there's still it's still fuming. And there is light you can see visible from it.
But, okay.
So whatever is happening in the crucible has not been tipped over.
Okay.
And it's still reacting and still basically doing its job.
Second question.
Yes.
We've not seen any bodies in here anywhere?
No.
Wow.
That's weird.
Not a single body.
No bones?
Nothing.
Obliterated, bro.
Oh, man. Obliterated or eaten by those little gremlins. The third question I have. You said the pool of materials that was on the floor next to the upright crucible?
No.
It's
inside the tipped over crucible.
Got it. So it's like they threw it in the crucible and it's still in there, in the tipped over one.
You can't tell from where you're at.
Okay. I'm going to peek around behind the West Crucible first.
Okay. You go around behind the West Crucible.
Just checking that out.
You don't see anything out of the ordinary other than these. There are 12 of these 2x2 alcoves now. You can count them all. 6 on the south, 6 on the north. And
it looks like all of them have explosions.
The same of this. Yeah. There's just scattered filth on the ground.
Does that... when I look at those, does that look like a normal type of destruction around a crucible?
Do you have alchemical crafting?
No.
I wouldn't know. Who has that feat to answer that specific of a question.
Okay.
I used to have it, but I don't have it anymore.
Okay, then I'll just get a little closer to the other crucible, the tipped over one, without touching anything liquidy.
Okay. How is that where you're... he's at is 10 feet away from the opening of the crucible.
Is that still too far to get a glance at
Roll another perception check. There?
Rolling another perception check. 19.
19. You look into this thing and you're trying to gaze inside. There is no light in there. There's just this mound.
Should I light a torch and put it real close?
As you're investigating, you see bubbles start forming on the surface of this.
Oh, Terminator.
And one of them goes, bloop, looks like it explodes, this massive bubble that forms, and then it collapses just as quickly. And what you see inside is this globular mound start to animate.
In the crucible.
Moving toward you.
Get out of there.
And I will need you all to roll for initiative.
Everyone
get
in here now! In this stupid armor.
Roll.
This is what you didn't want.
Yep. I actually rolled a perfect roll for initiative in this armor. A natty one.
Yes.
We're doing great on this side of the table.
What do we got?
I rolled a natty one, so I got 15.
15.
Got a 14.
27.
30.
Okay. Combat begins, and we'll find out what happens next week.
I felt it in my toes.
In your toes.
Sorry.
What is this thing? It's like a fire tree?
Who knows?
Some globular, goopy mess that has animated inside of the crucible.
We've already fought in
goopy messes before. Here's a scary thought.
Tell me. What's your scary thought?
That thing could be made of pyronite.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, very much.
Oh. Pyronite. I guess we'll find out what happens next week.
Perfect.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.